I mean, there were so many wonderful praise reports that came out of that. And, of course, I mean, I'm thankful to God for healing all the people. But the one that was the most astounding to me that I'm talking about was the dog. You know, that, I mean, one afternoon the guy wanted me to come out, I guess halfway through this thing, second or third or fourth day, whatever it was. He said, Thurman, my dog, she broke her leg, and I've got, I said, the leg's just flopping, and I've got a bandage around it to hold it straight. I want you to come out to the van and pray over my dog. And I thought, good grief. I mean, I got people in here. I'm teaching from 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock, and you want me to take out time to pray for a dog? But I said, okay, I'll be nice to you. And so I didn't say nothing to him, you know. I mean, you know what's going on in my heart. But I'm saying, okay, I mean, I'm having to wolf down my food, you know, and everybody's trying to talk to me, too, and I'm not getting to sit there in peace and eat. And now he wants me to take out of my lunch break to go pray for a dog. Okay, I'll go pray for the dog. So I wolfed down the rest of my food and ran out there and looked at the dog. Okay, be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Turned to walk off, and he said, well, wait a minute. Let's take the bandage off. And I'm wanting to say, well, why don't you give God time to heal her? And he takes the bandage off, and that dog jumps down out of that car on all four and runs like she ain't never had a broke leg in her life. And he said, look, she's already completely healed. I looked up, and I'm saying, God, if I got to have faith for this, is one time it was just you. I mean, I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no faith. I didn't exercise no faith. I just touched the dog in his name, and he did it. And a week later, after we got back, I got an email from the guy, and the guy's praising the Lord for his dog that's still running and playing. And I mean, and her leg was broke completely in two, just flopping. And God instantly healed that dog's broken leg. And I think, oh, Lord. Isn't God awesome? When you just do it His way, if you'll just walk in that God kind of love, it's amazing what He will do. Without wise leadership, a nation falls. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Do we need wise leadership? Yes. Without wise leadership, a nation falls. I could put in there, without wise leadership, a city falls. Without wise leadership, a home falls. Without wise leadership, a church falls. Without wise leadership, nothing can last. And that's why we have so many divorces. That's the reason we have so many failures in our towns. That's why we have all the problems. Because the only place we can get this wisdom for this leadership is from God. And so many people won't stop and ask the king how to do things. We're going to do it our way. We don't need any help from God. I mean, especially after all, he just don't exist anymore. You know, I mean, yeah, he might have existed. He might have made this thing, but I doubt it. You know, he died a long time ago. You know, God died a long time ago. You hear all kinds of crazy things. And a nation falls. With many counselors, there is safety. With many counselors. So see, don't do anything without getting counsel from several people. You know, when people are having problems with something, I go back, of course, I keep going back to my gas well situation out there. I sought no counselors when I was going to sign the lease for my place. I knew nothing about gas leases. I knew nothing about gas wells. Had no idea. A guy came in, offered me a little tiny amount of money, a few hundred dollars, and if they ever drilled, I would get 1/8 of the royalty off of this gas well, and I signed it. Little did I know what I'd done wrong. I now get $1,200 to sometimes as much as $3,000 a month off of my gas well. But if I had done it right and had got counsel from many people, I could have that gas well on my place, and I could be making $30,000 to $40,000 a month off of that well. Of course, I realize there's not much difference between $30,000 or $40,000 a month and $1,200 or $1,500 a month. I sought no counsel. I had no knowledge of those things. I now realize what a dummy I was. But like Cheryl told me the other day, you got to forgive yourself for that. Yeah, I forgive myself for it, but I can still be mad at myself. Can't do that either. Y'all ain't going to let me go there. No way in the world, Lord. Y'all are going to keep me straight. I got to walk in love. He has blessed me supernaturally. I mean, and the best is yet to come. Praise, I buy that. I grab a hold of that in the name of Jesus. In fact, when I think about these blessings that we get all the time from people everywhere, I mean everywhere from all over the world. Cheryl brings me in praise reports every day, emails, and I think we had 190-something left last night after she went through them. I've got to go through them. But praise reports and blessings from people that have listened to our teaching and it's changed their life forever. You know how they're getting healed. I mean, just like this woman up there that she listened every day for a week and had terminal lung cancer. I prayed for her and she repented of every sin. And today the doctor says she has a pair of 19-year-old lungs instead of terminal cancer. Which way had you rather have? Is that a blessing to be able to teach people God's word and see the King? Because we know only He could have done that, right? I didn't do that. I laid hands on her and prayed for her. Every time we lay hands on her and pray for them, we don't do it, do we, Elder? Jesus does it in every case. And what a privilege to get those kind of praise reports. And what?
He didn't tell them about in Alaska the lady that had the hip and the knee problem for 15 years, and you prayed for her over the phone, and she was in North Dakota, and what she went.
That was the first day we were there. We went to a home, and this man and woman said, you know, we've got a good friend. Her husband is here, and she's in North Dakota. She wanted to be here, but she couldn't, but said, would you call her and talk to her and pray for her? I said, what's wrong with her? And they said, well, she's got this hip and leg problem and everything, and she can't hardly walk, and she's been in excruciating pain for 15 years? 15 years. I said, okay. So they handed me a phone, and I called her and talked to her for, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes or whatever, and got her to repent of all of her sins, unbelief and everything, and then prayed for her. And I thanked the Lord for healing her, hung up the phone. And that night, we go to a dinner for all of the deacons, elders, whatever, staff of the church. And while we're there, her husband is there, and while we're eating dinner, he comes over to me with tears in his eyes and said, my wife just called. Said, you called today and prayed for her, and she's out power walking this afternoon with no pain in her leg. I mean, there ain't nothing we do has those kind of rewards. I mean, you couldn't give me enough money if you'd have paid me $30,000 a month on that gas well. And the pastor up there told me, he said, you know, would you take $50,000 a month for your gift? Absolutely not. I mean, I can't put a price. That one woman I got to pray for her, do you think if she could pay it, that would be worth $50,000? You've been in excruciating pain with your hip and your leg for 15 years, and all of a sudden you can't walk, and now you have no pain and you can walk. Would that be worth $50,000? That's one person. One person.
And then the lady
talked
for 28 years.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's amazing what God does when you stand on His promises. There ain't no amount of money that, you know, if I could take all the money in the world and the Bible and say, if you take this and we take this and all the knowledge you have away from you, and you got to start out with ground zero, hey, I ain't taking all the money in the world for the book. It ain't worth it, is it? Because you know what would happen if I didn't have that knowledge in the book? You know how long I would last with all the money in the world? I'd make a fool out of myself, and the devil would have me dead in a few days, I can tell you for sure. You know how big a fool a person can make out of themselves if all of a sudden they come into a whole lot of money? Most people can literally make a fool out of themselves. Yeah, you might take a real good, godly couple that really knew Jesus, and they might really do something good with that money. But the average person, if they come into $1 million tomorrow, they would literally become a fool with that money. Or their spouse would leave them, or their husband, whichever, wife or husband, would leave them, or their children would do something to get the money. Do you know even children have killed their parents for money? You know, it was okay and appeared to love each other till money came in, and now all of a sudden, hey, we forget everything for money. It was foolish what we do for money. So, hey, forget it. I don't want this stuff. I just want enough to keep me going. Without wise leadership, a nation falls. With many counselors, there is safety. So whatever you do, always, especially if it's something you don't know much about. If you're like my son, you want to overhaul a carburetor on a tractor you don't know nothing about, you better call a knowledgeable counselor. Is that right? You call a knowledgeable counselor and you'll probably work. I remember one time a young man came into Chevrolet house. He said, now, of course, this is a long time ago. He had a 53 Chevrolet, and it had a Powerglide, two-speed Powerglide transmission, and it was slipping. He said, what would it cost me to overhaul this transmission? $40. That was parts and labor. Now, that's a long time ago. That's back in 1955 when the average man was working for about $30 a week. You know, so $40 is a lot of money, you know. So anyway, $40, he said, if I were to take it out myself and bring it to you and let you overhaul it and I put it back in, how much would it cost me? I said, $25. He said, okay, I'm going to take it out myself. I said, have you ever taken one of them out? He said, no. I said, well, there's a special jack, a little hoist that you have to get the transmission out. I said, there's a cross member in the back behind it that's riveted in, and it don't come out. So I said, you have to take the transmission and everything loose, and then you have to have the special little jack, and you have to pull the floorboard out, the carpet and everything, and then you have to stand the transmission with this little jack up on its end and let it down like this and then on the ground. That's the only way. And if you ain't got that little stand, you can't get it out with the jack. If you do, you're going to drop it and break it. Okay, he said, well, where am I going to get that little stand? I said, well, I will let you borrow ours. So I loaned him our little jack at the Chevrolet house, the little stand. He got it out, okay, but it took him like 3 days to get it out. Or it took me 30 minutes, but it took him about 3 days. And then he thought he would go ahead and take the transmission apart. Now, that was a mistake. He didn't ask me about taking it apart. He was just asked about taking it out.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.